This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, corn harvest has started in the southern part of the state, while farmers in the northern part are reporting more incidences of sudden death syndrome in soybeans. That's according to this week's state crop report. Statewide, the average temp was about 72 degrees, and that was 0.2 degrees above normal. Precip averaged around 0.5 inches, and that was about 0.1 inches below normal. And there were 5 days that allowed field work during the week ending September 4th. Topsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 4% short, 80% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 4% short, 83% adequate, and 12% surplus. Corn dented increased to 83% this week, and that was compared to 84% last year. Corn mature jumped to 22% compared to 30% for the 5-year average. Corn harvest was at just 1% compared to 4% for the 5-year average. And corn condition rated 1% very poor, 2% poor, 12% fair, 58% good, and 27% excellent. Soybean setting pods was at 97% compared to 95% last year, and soybeans coloring was at 19%. Soybeans dropping leaves was at 2% compared to 9% last year. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 15% fair, 58% good, and 21% excellent. And yes, just as the crop report says, we're starting to see some fields being harvested, and a few of those are in Bond County. This morning we'll check in with Phil Vonderhaar, and Phil hasn't started on any of his fields yet, but he says a handful of guys have, and he suspects that next week will start the busy season.
Things are progressing nicely. The past week was very nice for drying corn down in the field. I know we've been monitoring some of our fields, and some of them changed by 5 points, just 5 points of moisture just over the Labor Day weekend with the low humidity and the nice temperatures we had. There are maybe just a handful of guys that are starting to shell corn that have drying systems, maybe running through there. But other than that, things are still quiet, but I'm sure by the end of the week and next week it'll start to get busy in Bond County.
As far as your acres, personally, when do you think you guys might get in the field?
Well, depending on the weather, they're calling for a chance of rain this week. It could be the end of this week, tilling some corn with some moisture. But definitely by next week, I think we'll have fields that are ready and be able to keep rolling without much of a break.
And I know you have corn and beans. How do your beans look? I know we saw some rains in August. How do things look on the bean side?
The beans are looking good. Like you said, they're taking advantage of those late rains, filling the pods. I think we'll have some pretty good-sized beans this year. There's a lot of bean fields that are starting to go down and lodge with all the extra weight. But not too many of our own bean fields are turning yet. There's maybe just a hint of yellow in some of them, but they haven't really started to turn yet. So it'll definitely be in October before we get to our beans.
And I believe I saw Bond County recently, there was a yield tour that was done. Any of those results that you'd like to share, or what was your opinion on the findings of that?
Sure. Yeah, I was able to attend that and be a part of the Farm Bureau-sponsored yield tour. And Bond County, we came up with an average of 161 and some change on corn and around 49 bushels to the acre on soybeans, which are both higher than last year. So we're expecting a pretty decent crop here in Bond County. The corn ranged anywhere from below 100 in the upper 200s just on the area you were in and when the fields might have been planted. So I was surprised to see the wide range in corn. I thought maybe it'd be more consistent, but one of those things you never know till you get the combine out in the field. And beans, they're tough to judge as well, especially with the late rains we've been having. There could still add some bushels to them. So,
and you cut out right whenever you said the yields for the corn. What were the numbers again?
It was around 161 for corn and 49 bushel for the beans.
All right. Well, Phil, it's been great talking with you, and a great update as always. Any plans as you finish up this week and move into next week, besides, I guess, probably getting ready for harvest?
Yep, getting ready for harvest, making sure all the bins are ready, still mowing road ditches, getting some last-minute field preparations ready to go, and just make sure the equipment's ready. So there's always something to do.
Thanks again to Phil Vonderhaar of Bond County for that update. Well, both Bayer and Monsanto have confirmed that negotiations for the sale of Monsanto are continuing, and a new offer has been made. Bayer has updated its proposal to a non-binding $127.50 per share in cash. Monsanto says it will continue its conversations with Bayer as it evaluates the offer, but it's also considering other offers from other companies. A Dow Jones report said Monsanto did acknowledge the new offer and called current negotiations constructive. Bayer executives said the pharmaceutical giant's potential acquisition of Monsanto would create a global firm with a deep selection of pesticides and help farmers be better positioned to grow food for an increasing worldwide population. Bayer has faced some concern from some shareholders who are worried that the potential Monsanto acquisition would take its focus away from its pharmacology work. Monsanto's board unanimously rejected Bayer's previous offer, which was $125 per share back in July, and they stated that was too low. While the current offer is $127.50 per share, analysts have said $135 to $140 a share might be more realistic. And last but not least, we've got a couple of events coming up this weekend. The Highland FFA Alumni Group is hosting their fourth annual miniature golf scramble this Saturday, September 10th. There'll be 9 putting holes at various farms throughout the Grand Fork area, and the scramble starts and ends at the Grand Fork Fireman's Park. And to register a team or to find out more information, you can call Renee Barr, who is one of the ag teachers at the Highland High School. And Renee's number is 618-521-8375. And also happening on Saturday, the third annual Battle of the Bulls is scheduled to start at 2 p.m. at Midway Trailer Sales, which is right off exit 60 on I-55 just north of Litchfield. Tickets are $10, and kids 5 and under are free, and you can purchase those tickets at the gate. So again, the Highland FFA Alumni Group, a miniature golf scramble this Saturday, September 10th, and also the third annual Battle of the Bulls, 2 p.m. on Saturday. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.